Watch, Canadian imam calls Muslim Jew hatred just. Logical, praise for jihadi victory everywhere. By Joshua Klein on June 4, 2021. Canadian imam Yonas Cathrada justified hatred toward Jews in a shocking recent sermon that claimed their injustice toward others and rejection of Islam and its prophets, while warning a mosque is no place for those unable or unwilling to hate. In his speech, which was delivered at the Muslim Youth of Victoria Islamic Centre and posted on its social media accounts last week, the Islamic scholar warned of the Jewish enemy, after quoting the Islamic Quran. "Let's begin by reminding ourselves of this enemy, about whom Allah says in the Quran, 'I will give you the meaning of the verse.' And the Yahud say, 'Yahud translated as Zionists, Zionist Jews, whatever you like.'" The term Yahud in the Quran is a clear reference to Jews as evidenced by its context and given that modern Zionism emerged in the late 19th century whereas the Quranic verses were written in the 7th century. In a 2015 Gaza War documentary, the BBC replaced the Arabic word for Jew with Israeli so that Gaza Palestinians not appear widely anti-Semitic. Cathrada continued by clarifying that hatred toward the Jews is specifically due to their rejection of Allah and the prophets as well as their seemingly inherent injustice. The animosity of the believers towards the Yahud Jew is based on religious grounds because the people of faith hate the Yahud because of their disbelief in Allah and because of their rejection and denial of the prophets, and because of their injustice towards the people, he said. Stating enmity from Jews is unjust while enmity toward them is just, Cathrada claims believers have the ability to distinguish between different types of Jews. There is a difference between the two types of enmity. The enmity of the Jews towards the believers is unjust, whereas the enmity of the believers towards the Jews is just and sensible. The believers differentiate between Jews who are combatants, those who are demilit. Protected people, a reference to non-Muslim second-class citizens, and those with whom they have a pact, he said. He then suggested those unwilling to hate Allah's opponents should seek out the Jewish or Christian religions instead. "If you do not hate the opponents of Allah, you have no faith. Go find yourself a church. Go find yourself a synagogue. But the place for you is not the mosque if you do not hate those who curse Allah and who insult him," he said. Having said that, once again, "we do not, and we have not ever called for violence towards others," he added. Despite claiming to reject violence, Cathrada's repeated advocacy of hatred culminated in his prayer that the enemies of Islam be destroyed and that all jihadists be victorious. "O Allah, give strength to Islam and the Muslims. Humiliate the infidels and the polytheists, and destroy the enemies of Islam. O Allah, grant victory to those who wage jihad for your sake everywhere," he said. Many took to social media to comment on the sermon. "Why are these enemies of civilization allowed to incite hatred in Canada?" asked one Twitter user. "This is hate speech," wrote another Twitter user. "This is what Muslims around the world need to understand. The Muslim community in Canada will not take action against him," wrote yet another Twitter user. "Many of them listening to him are in fact enablers." Some called on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to address the matter. "At Justin Trudeau, isn't this hate speech or is it Islamophobia to think so?" asked a Twitter user. "At Justin Trudeau, anything to say slash do?" asked another. "Looks like you, unlike the US, have the legal means. So no excuse." This is not Cathrada's first time inciting with radical rhetoric. In October, he vilified French school teacher Samuel Paty, who was murdered by a Muslim youth for showing Charlie Hebdo cartoons depicting the Islamic prophet Muhammad to his class. After referring to Paty as cursed, evil-spirited, and a filthy excuse for a human being, Cathrada implored Allah to annihilate those who slander Muhammad. On September 11th of last year, Cathrada stated that disrespect of Muhammad is worse than police killings of blacks in the U.S. In 2018, Cathrada said that Muslims should be offended by those who worship Jesus and that wishing non-Muslims a Merry Christmas is a far graver sin than murder, adultery, lying and any other major sins. Cathrada's remarks come as pro-Palestinian demonstrators in major cities have been accused of attacking Jews and Democrats continue to cozy up to the Palestinians. Canada, as well, has seen a rise in anti-Semitic attacks, with the Canadian Centre for Israel and Jewish Affairs, CIJA, calling for the Canadian federal government to convene an emergency summit to address the growing anti-Semitism and establish a comprehensive program to combat it. We are witnessing a dangerous rise in anti-Semitism manifesting in our communities, online, and around the world, the group's site reads. From chants of fuck the Jews, rape their daughters in the UK, to violent mobs targeting Jews in the US, to intimidation and scare tactics in predominantly Jewish neighborhoods across Canada, anti-Jewish hate is real, and it is dangerous, it continues. Last week, violent pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted a Walk for Israel rally in Naperville, Illinois, with calls to kill the Jews, and some chanting in Arabic. Jews, Yahud, remember Ka'ibar, the army of Muhammad is returning, referencing a 7th century massacre of Jews at the hands of the early Muslims. In a sermon last week, Jerusalem Imam Yusuf Makarza stated that Muslims will shatter the head of America and the infidels and conquer Rome, while describing Jews as too lowly for Muslim consideration. On that day, the Jews will not even be part of our consideration because they are too lowly, too ignoble, too base, and too disgraceful to even be taken into consideration by the Muslims, he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.